From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. America's mounting debt is a quiet killer, according to former Senator Pete Domenici. He is co-chairing a bipartisan task force that released its report today on ways to slash the deficit. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the leaders of another deficit commission, which inspired cheers and loud boos last week with its report. First, here's NPR's Scott Horsley on the report released today.
The task force actually looked at two big problems, the growing federal debt and the slow pace of recovery that's left millions of Americans out of work. Alice Rivlin, who used to run the White House and congressional budget offices, suggests the government could encourage hiring by suspending for a year the payroll tax that workers and employers pay for Social Security.
It would put money in paychecks of all wage earners in America, and it would be a significant boost to the economy.
The task force is also recommending a new national sales tax and a major overhaul of the income tax system. Tax rates for individuals and companies would come down, but most deductions would be cut back or eliminated. For every dollar in tax increases, the task force hoped to recommend $2 in spending cuts, but it found that too draconian. Instead, the recommended ratio is more like 1.25 to 1. Even so, co-chair Pete Domenici and his colleagues want to curtail spending on nearly all federal programs, including Medicare, Social Security, and defense.
There is no way for this plan to get implemented unless everybody agrees that they will sacrifice, much as we did to win the Second World War. Everybody got involved and we won it. This is going to be something like that in a big, tough war.
There are bound to be political battles if any of the task force recommendations actually make it to Congress. Even the members of the task force were unable to agree on every recommendation, though they did endorse the overall package. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.